What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Life Beyond Boxes podcast. My name is Marian with Premium Q. I got Victor Shaves, the co-host of the show. Victor, what's going on today?
Not much. Another day in paradise.
So, topic of the day that we want to go over, and obviously, we have a couple of years under our belt.
Just a few.
Dealing with thousands of moves, both local and interstate, and on top of that, we got the international experience as well. But the one thing that we want to go over is the fact that I can't remember who did the study, but apparently moving is one of the most stressful event.
Welcome to Life Beyond Boxes, a podcast brought to you by Premium Q Moving and Storage. We're here to guide you through the ups and downs of moving. Whether you're just starting to pack or you're settling into your new home, trust me, we got your back. Let's make your move memorable and stress-free. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Moving is one of the most stressful event in someone's life after death and divorce. I didn't realize that it's number three most stressful event in someone's life. But if you think about it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because especially, I mean, you got the emotional stuff. It's like, you know, if you grew up in the house and then now you have to move for, it doesn't matter if it's health reasons,
yeah,
or like your parents, relatives, things like that. But on top of that, when you put the emotional factor into furniture and the surroundings and everything that comes along with it, what would you think in your, from your experience, and now you're talking to hundreds and thousands of customers over the years, what do you see people getting stressed with the most?
Yeah.
And what are the things that we did on the company side to take that stress away? And then a couple other things that we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So, I mean, the first thing is obviously moving is stressful to begin with. I mean, anytime you have to do something that's not really in the realm of what you know and what you haven't done often. I mean, people move, you know,
like 5, 10 years.
Yeah, so you're moving maybe 2 or 3 times your whole lifespan. So obviously anything that you get into like uncharted territory and just not knowing of it, comes that stress of factors because it's not something you do every day. It's not something you know. So that just makes it stressful to begin with. And then you obviously have moves that are not always, you know, happiest and not always for the best of reasons. Obviously, it's not you moving from a 2-bedroom house to a 3 or 4 bedroom house because you're progressing in life. It's not always that excitement of it. Sometimes it's downsizing just because maybe the kids are out of the house.
Let me correct you. It's right sizing.
Right sizing. Yes, yeah, exactly. And sometimes, you know, when the kids get out of the house, it's bittersweet, right? Because obviously the parents now don't have all that craziness. All the kids are in college. But it's still, you know, moving from the house that you grew up in or you grew your children in, kind of thing. So that just makes it stressful on top of it. But the biggest thing that we feel like people get stressed out the most of it is just the uncertainty of it. Obviously, not knowing how everything is going to work out, not knowing who's going to move your furniture, how they're going to move your furniture. You know, you're trusting a moving company to load all of your stuff in a truck. And a lot of times on the bigger moves, it's not getting delivered right away. It might need storage. It might just be that big of a job that we have to deliver it the next day. So you're trusting a moving company, people that you don't really know, that you probably haven't met before, to load the truck and then go, hey, listen, we'll see you tomorrow with your whole life in the back of our truck. So it's really the uncertainty that I think brings the most stress to people. And how we combat it, or how we want to combat it as a moving company, is to be as aware of that stress, to help you with that stress from beginning to end. And it starts with, obviously, when you're getting a quote, is us updating you on exactly and letting you know the knowledge of exactly how your move is going to play out. That way, before we even get there, you're familiar with it. You kind of have it in your mind in a sense of what move day is going to look like and everything leading up to it. So you feel a little bit more safe. You feel not only more confident in us as a moving company, but just more comfortable with the process in general because it's been outlined for you. We give you all the information needed. That way it's not completely foreign to you when you do move.
No, that's a good place to start with. And I want to, I guess, break things down into 2 separate situations because we have the people that have moved once, but they moved themselves or they had a couple friends.
Yeah.
You know, you call a couple of your buddies, a couple beers and pizzas and whatever,
yeah,
and it gets done. But that might have happened 5 years ago
before
when
the
you
big 3-0.
Yeah, when you moved from a one bedroom or you moved from your one bedroom spot
yeah.
in your parents' house or in whatever, if it's a rental situation, into another one bedroom, that's one scenario, right? But then let's say now you move into a bigger place because you get married, you got kids, yeah. whatever that may be. So now it's a whole different scenario because I think people, a lot of times they build in their head, or at least they have the memory mm-hmm. of, oh, well, it only took 3 hours for me and two buddies that we've never like had any kind of experience like, professionally in this
yeah.
Field. And we've done it in 2-3 hours, right?
Yeah.
But if you're actually considering the fact that now you're going into three-bedroom house and you have a garage or maybe you have a storage full of stuff mm-hmm. that you just accumulated over the years,
yeah.
or maybe you buy new furniture and it gets delivered there, and now you get to the new place and you realize, oh, like, now you have expensive flooring that you have to pay attention to, and you got railings and walls and all kinds of other scenarios. So I guess let's start there and kind of dissect that a little bit, because we've had situations like that like, multiple times,
yeah.
right? Like people moving out 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and then now they decide, okay, now it's time to move into a bigger place,
yeah.
right? So let's maybe go into a couple of scenarios that you've...
yeah, I mean, I think it's natural when you start looking for moving, especially when you buy a house and you're moving to the house, when you're looking at the moving, you know, kind of cost and just the moving, you know, kind of process in general, your mind automatically goes back to the last time that you moved. So it might be 5 years ago when you moved to the two-bedroom apartment, when you and your significant other got a joint place. And, you know, you're remembering, yeah, I really only had a bed, a nightstand, you know, a dresser. And yeah, me and my buddy did it over a six-pack in 2 hours. You forget that your mind automatically goes back to that amount of furniture, but you forget, you know, maybe what your significant other brought. Okay, yeah, she brought that sectional couch. You know, 6 months later, I think we bought a TV stand. Oh, yeah, and then, you know, that old TV stand that we had that we were like, we're going to keep it for the new house, that's in the storage in the basement. And, you know, it adds up pretty quickly. I think it's default that, you know, human nature, your mind just goes to the last time you dealt with that event. But in that meantime, especially if it's been over 5 years, you accumulate a lot of stuff, even if it's just miscellaneous stuff that goes in boxes. You know, Christmases come up and events come up where you get more glasses. And a lot of times you don't throw stuff away,
gifts,
especially when you're
yeah.
in an apartment, because your mind is, okay, you know, we might not need it now in our apartment, but when you have that bigger house, we could put it in the basement, we could put it in a spare bedroom, and so
I have a dining room, now I have
exactly. So you forget about a lot of the furniture that you have or you've accumulated over the years. So that's just kind of where your mind goes. So when you start breaking it down, and when, you know, we see is a person calls up, you know, hey, two guys in a truck for a couple hours, that's what me and my buddy did, you know, just getting up there in age, we don't feel like doing it ourselves. And we go, yeah, no problem, let's kind of dive into your inventory, let's see exactly what you have. And you can see kind of the wheels spinning as they're going through their inventory. And, you know, we always do, you know, check bases. We go, you know, any patio furniture, any this, and kind of help it, because we know and we've seen so much that we know where that extra furniture kind of hides when you're not thinking about it. So once they're done pretty much stating their inventory for them, you can already kind of see in their mind that they're like, oh, wow,
damn, actually.
Yeah, you know,
it's a lot of money.
And then we explain to them that it's different when you're hiring a moving company. A lot of people just think that when you hire a professional moving company, it's just not you doing the labor. But it is that, but it's also dealing with a higher level of how you protect the furniture. It's also dealing with the moving company's liability. So obviously, when we go into your house, apartment, whatever it might be, we're reliable for the furniture that we move. We're reliable
property.
For our surroundings. So we're going to prep everything to make sure that everything is done, you know, accordingly. So
the
that
company
obviously,
standards
100%. So that kind of takes a little bit of time. So once we kind of talk to the customer about that and, you know, kind of state all this, those things, you know, we do the disassembly. We also do the reassembly. And we also get all the furniture set up the day that you're moving into your new place. You know, a lot of people just kind of start the time when they first picked up that moving furniture, as far as, you know, the customer the last time they moved themselves, when they picked up the furniture. And then obviously when they offloaded that truck and when their buddy went home, they end the kind of time
yeah.
in their head, but they didn't realize that it took them a week and a half to reassemble all of the furniture, and they were eating out of paper plates because, you know, the packing still had to be done, and, you know, the coffee table wasn't set up right when they moved in. All they did is hook up the Wi-Fi and set up the TV for the first week. So it's that stuff that really, you know, kind of gets, yeah, it gets kind of forgotten when you actually, you know, think about the time kind of thing.
No, and then you made a good point in there. A lot of people kind of, and let's be honest, we're not building airplanes. But at the same time, we need to make sure that, because we treat a two-bedroom apartment move almost with the same level of protectiveness.
Absolutely.
As we do a four-bedroom, you know, garage, four-bedroom house, yep, plus a garage and a patio, that it's a two-truck, six-man crew, right? However, we're not, again, we're not over, not exaggerating with, let's wrap the hell out of this TV stand if it's 20 years old. Yep. It doesn't, right? It's just, a lot of times we just need to make sure that, one, we have the company standards. So we need to, like, the guys know, like, all right, you're going to have to treat this furniture as is your own.
Yeah,
or absolutely, in other, actually, scenarios, even better than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two, we're reliable, both from a professional level and also from a insurance scenario, right? And then three, we, of course, we try to meet the customer's expectations in terms of how long it's going to take. However, a lot of times we started the episode talking about when the emotional factor comes into place. Mm-hmm. You might spend a week deciding if you're going to pack up, you know, grandma's gifts over the last couple of years in a certain way. For us, it's just making sure that we transport it from point A to point B safely.
Yeah.
And boom, like, you know, it gets done. So, in other words, nobody wants to stay at any kind of, regardless if it's local or interstate, nobody wants to spend their midnight on a move.
Yeah.
We want to get in and out as quick and safe and efficient as possible. And, you know, we want to get done. Like, we need to get back to, sometimes guys have, sometimes the crews have second jobs.
Yeah.
In the summertime, third jobs, right? Yeah. Like, it's like when the busy season kicks in, we get, you know, hit with the chaos, quote unquote. But again, we want to make sure that people understand we treat everybody's belongings at a professional level. Mm-hmm. But of course, common sense,
of course,
comes into play as well.
And I think, you know, I get a lot of questions about that on both ends of the spectrum. I get it on, you know, with some of the older furniture that, hey, listen, we already have a couch that's coming in and, you know, it's just going to take a few more weeks. So we're just moving this over to get us through those 2 weeks until our new couches come. And then on the flip side of it, it's exactly what you said. Those antique pieces that, you know, yeah, it's just in physical terms, it's just a plate, but it was brought through two generations and passed down from grandmother to grandmother. So it has so much more sentimental value. And on both ends of the spectrum, I gotta tell customers the same thing. The way that we train our guys, the way that we set up our company, the way that we even charge is all based to be customizable as much as possible. So you do a walkthrough with the guys when you get in the house to show them the lay of the land. It's not only to kind of let them know what they're moving and where they're moving it to. It's also to let them know those kind of things. And a lot of times, if you have the conversation with the salesperson, those are already in the notes. So we'll help the guys kind of put the notes to actually the real context of the house. But it's the same thing. I always tell customers, hey, listen, if there's a piece of furniture that you really don't care about, let the guys know that. Tell them the situation on it.
You might need to get a signature from
100%,
you.
But they won't spend the extra time wrapping of it, because our guys and the way we train is treat everything like you said. No matter if it's a $200 couch to a $20,000 couch, it's protected and wrapped the same way, you know, obviously within reason. So point them out to that. Say, hey, guys, you know, we're really just using this for the short term. Just great moving blankets around it. You don't have to go crazy with the wrapping,
because we're going
to
throw it away.
Yeah, and they might have you sign something so we don't come back and yell at them, you know, if something does happen. And then on the vice versa of it, point that out to them as far as the antique pieces. You know, these guys have seen, you know, it's kind of crazy. Some of them will come back with stories, and some of the antiques that they've seen going to so many moves a year is crazy. Stuff from World War II, stuff from even before that, you know, from different countries of, you know, heritage. I mean, it's, you know, crazy what they've seen and what they've packed. So they've seen it all. Tell them about it, and they'll make sure on the, you know, flip end of it that they'll take extra special care. They'll label the box, you know, antique. So no matter fragile. Who's grabbing it, from who packed it to who's moving it into the new place, they know that it's a specialty item to really, you know, keep sense of. And it's taking that extra, you know, couple minutes to really make sure, you know, a particular piece of antiques are wrapped correctly and handled correctly, that really sets us apart. So it's really that customization and just talking to the guys and, you know, kind of letting them know you're not only your salesperson, but the movers when they get there on move day, you know, exactly what you're thinking. That way they can, you know, kind of solve it accordingly.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And also, I feel like in everything, communication is all. And we teach our guys when they leave point A towards destination, depending, you know, if the customer has a morning spot or an afternoon spot, guys might take a lunch break, right? Mm-hmm. But if this is your first time, and obviously, you know, clients don't get charged for our guys eating their lunch, but they might stop for half an hour, and of course, that's off the bill.
Yep.
However, communication comes into play. And again, sometimes just a simple question might solve it all. Because if this is your first time hiring a moving company and you see the truck leaving with all, like, your last 20 years of savings into that truck, and you should go, and you know on GPS it should take 20 minutes to get there, let's say give or take another 10, 15 minutes because a truck doesn't maneuver through the streets the same way a car does. We got bridges, especially Boston. We got the store drive stories and whatnot. But point being is, hey guys, we're heading to the destination right now. Apparently GPS says 20 minutes. We're going to see you there in 20, 30 minutes. Obviously the team leader will say, well, we're actually stopping for lunch for 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're not getting charged for this, you know, these things. And everything plays a role, right? Everything from making sure that you do mention if you do take a lunch break, both customer standpoint and from our guy's standpoint. Like, we always tell them, guys, make sure, like, we've had situations where customers were calling us, kind of freaking out a little bit, like, I don't know where the guys went. We've been here for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's always, or at least 99.99% of the times, is guys took a break and the communication was missing in between. So it was that link in there.
Yeah, right? I mean, a lot of things going on, obviously, especially when you're wrapping up with the house that you're moving, whether it's lease and you're returning the keys, or if it's a house and you're maybe getting ready through the walkthrough and just, you know, kind of grabbing those last minute things before you head to the drop off. So sometimes it's just lost in translation. Sometimes maybe the guys just didn't say it kind of clearer or just louder, or whatever it might be. But yeah, I mean, you know, you get to your new destination and, you know, the truck that you thought should be there at the same time, because it only takes you 20 minutes in a vehicle. You know, sometimes, you know, they're right around the corner, but we'll get a call saying, actually, more often than not, we'll get a call from them and they'll go, oh, we're at the drop off. We've been here for a couple minutes and we don't. They're pulling up. Never mind. So it's you know, communication, but there's also, even with great communication, there's a lot of things going on when you're moving. So sometimes it's just, you know, a hindsight. But that's also why the way that we set up our company is that, you know, we don't outsource anything. So everything is in-house. So the salesperson that gave you the quote and that you signed the quote with is always there with a phone call. So that's why you'll always reach them. It doesn't take us, you know, a days to get back. If we're not picking up the phone call on the first try, it's because we're on the other line and the guys will call you back right after. So it's being able to get in contact to someone to even remotely ask that question to put your stress at ease, so it's not building up. You know, all of a sudden, you know, you call, you know, you're at the drop off, it's been 20 minutes, you call the office, they don't pick up, you call again, they don't pick up again, another 10 minutes go by, your mind starts going crazy. You know, human nature of the mind, you know, you start thinking worse
case scenario. You're racing thinking into all kinds of
100%.
And on top of that, the whole industry is filled with horror stories of, like, you know, I can
we won't name names, but, you know, but yeah,
we know so many things could go, you know, wrong, or like, all kinds of scenarios in between. But purpose of the episode is to how to navigate stress and how to try to release as much as possible and make it a smoother experience for our clients, right? So on top of that, you have to also understand that's why you're hiring a company to handle it for you. And then at this point, I want to make sure people understand, some people will rather literally just be there for opening the door in the morning,
yep.
letting the guys know this is what's moving, this is what's staying, this is what's being dumped, this is what's being donated, whatever the situation may be. And then they might say, I'll see you at destination. I don't want to be here because I'm too emotionally involved or whatever, whatever that may be, right? So that's, in my opinion, that's really the way to do it. Now, of course, there are variables in this, depending how big the place is. Mm-hmm. If you have an actual full-blown, like, four or five-bedroom house, you need somebody there, especially at the end of, or closer to the end, to make sure that you check every room, especially in scenarios where you have multiple destinations that you need your stuff dropped off, or you have different places that we have to donate, or maybe you have to deliver a couch to your sister, you have to deliver some of the things to Salvation Army or whatever that may be, or to a storage facility, and anything in between. When that's the case, we use stickers, right? I don't want to get too much into that because we have an episode just how to label stuff and how to place these things, but what's your thought on that?
So, I mean, I think in, kind of going back to the clientele that, you know, kind of is just there for the beginning and then leaves, you know, middle and then just finishes up the end. A lot of that is our returning clientele. So a lot of that is you had your first move with us. You guys, everything went as great, even bigger than or better than expectations. And then now you're comfortable with the guys. And when you're a returning customer of ours, we try to keep the same crew or at least the same crew leader on it if possible. And you know, that way it's John again, it's Florin again, it's some of our good crew chiefs that you're seeing for the second or third time. You know, there's clients that, you know, have moved us four or five times and it's always been the same crew leader and they're getting Christmas cards and they're, you know, halfway to being in the will by the end of it. So, you know, it's a really building that that connection with our clients in a sales portion and in the office terms, but also with the guys that are there that really puts it as ease for you to even remotely think that that would be an option for you to just let the guys in, take off midday, and then just obviously get there at the destination. It really a testament to our guys that create that level of security and that level of trust that customers even want to do that with us. So that kind of goes, you know, on with that. But I think throughout it, it's you're hiring a moving company, not only for doing the work and the labor, but to also for their knowledge on how that work and labor should be done, that, you know, kind of we've been through this a ton of times. So the thing that you're stressed out about really isn't something that you need to be stressed out about. And let me tell you about a ton of situations that it all worked out. I mean, even on the real estate terms, as far as, you know, closings go, there's a lot of things that, you know, are coming up and the real estate agent might call the client when the guys are moving and there might be a little bit of a wrench in something that it's probably going to iron itself out, but the real estate agent just wants to make you the client, you know, aware of. And then they start getting stressed out. They might call the office. They might even ask the guys, you know, oh my God, we might not close on the drop off. How is that going to affect anything? And we always tell them, hey, listen, in our experience, really, this is not a huge hiccup. It usually all works itself out, so don't worry about it. But if it does happen, don't worry. We have things in place, overnight hold, storage, the whole nine yards, that it's not really going to put a huge wrench in your moving plans kind of thing. So it's the knowledge, it's the experience, and it's everything that we practice and preach at Premium Q that you're paying for, you know, alongside of the guys actually just moving your stuff so you don't have to.
100%. And then on top of that, you know, going more deeper into making sure that you're not as stressed out during the process. Because for us, it might be just a 1 or 2 day, depending on the entire move time frame. But on the customer side, it's also thinking like, all right, what are the things that you do when, or what are the things that you enjoy doing to kind of take the stress away? Like, is it working out early in the morning? Is it making sure that you got your vitamins or supplements or whatever other activities that you do, don't stop doing them just because the move is happening, right? Like, find ways that you can incorporate that. Now, of course, not the day of them. Like, if you're scheduled for 8 a.m., you know, don't necessarily do it at 7:30 and then be late an hour, because that's going to cost a little bit more.
Yeah.
But these are, like, in my opinion, these activities actually play a big role, because the moment you stop doing them, you also lose a little bit of momentum in your day-to-day. Absolutely. And then on top of that, you build the habit of like, all right, the movie's happening. I'm going to stop doing these things. Now, a day goes by, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Now a week goes by. And we all know it's hard to get back to a habit. Like some people, it's just working out is not necessarily their most pleasant thing. Like mm-hmm. you have to do it because you maybe you want to keep the weight down, or you need to lose some weight, or whatever that is. Or for some people is martial arts, football, soccer, basketball, like whatever that activity is.
I think it's just daily routine, right? So whatever your daily routine is, you want to kind of stick to that. I mean, obviously, when you're moving, it's usually a week process. Now, the move and actually physically grabbing your stuff and delivering it might only be a couple days, but it's the full week. It's, kind of actually longer than that, but let's just break it down to actually that week of your move. You're finishing up packing. Maybe you're finishing up labeling all the boxes. You're getting ready for move day. You're dealing with the cable, the internet. I mean, how many times have you been on, hold with Xfinity or Verizon or some of these things just to even set up the new thing? So it's stressful beyond belief because you're doing a lot of stuff and you're doing a lot of stuff that you don't typically do. So when you have the time to keep with the stuff that you typically do, it just kind of brings everything down to level. They kind of manages the stress a little bit that it doesn't get crazy. It's still going to be stressful. You're still going to have to deal with a bunch of stuff, but still waking up that full week and going to the gym in the morning like you usually do, or whatever it might be, listening to that podcast on the way to work, whatever it might be.
Audiobook,
whatever your normal, kind of daily routine is before and after work kind of thing. Stick with that as much as you can as possible. Obviously, sometimes you're not going to be able to because there is added stuff that you're going to have to do that week. But stick with that. That kind of keeps you a little more level. Doesn't seem as such a foreign time. And it really helps you out on move day because all that stuff has been done. You're checking off the boxes all the rest of the week. You're not getting stressed out. You'd be like, wow, I haven't been to the gym in a week. And then you're not having to get back into it. And then it feels like, it's a hassle.
You're sore again for a week.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to keep to whatever your daily routine is. You want to keep it together and doing it as much as possible on move day itself. And it helps with the stress on move day and leading up to it. So that's definitely what we recommend leading up to it. And then on the other spectrum of it, either a little bit before, a little bit after, is try to find some fun things to do around the move. So we always suggest, kind of two things. If you want to stay in, kind of your significant other, your kids, maybe set a picnic. Obviously it's a new place, or even if you're moving out of the place that you're selling, it's a open house. It's no furniture in there. It's a great time to put a blanket down, grab the paper plates, order takeout, have a little picnic with either your significant other or your kids. That way it's something that you don't typically do, but at least you're spending your moments in the house the people that you love. A nice quiet night when you don't have a TV to turn on, you don't have Wi-Fi, so you can't just be scrolling TikTok and all the other platforms, really does a lot to kind of center yourself to deal with the stressful as unpacking goes and all the stuff that you have to do once you get to your new place. And then vice versa on the delivery side, it's going to be a stressful day. Obviously, when we leave, everything is going to be set ready for you to live on. So all you're going to have to do is unpacking. But before you start that unpacking,
unless you request the unpacking.
Unless you're contracting us for the unpacking. But if you're going to plan to do it yourself, you're probably going to start the next day because it's probably going to be later in the day when you get delivered. Find the new place. Look up ahead of time what closest restaurants is, what closest bars, what parks, the hikes, whatever it might be. Go check out the new place that you're living in. Go to that restaurant that's right around the corner for the first time and just relax. Have a nice, peaceful, kind of night and see your new surrounding areas. That way you're getting familiar with the new areas and you're already having a plan in mind when you get to the delivery date that, we don't have to worry too much about what we're going to do for dinner because we already have that scheduled. We have the reservation, or we know that we're just going to pop around the corner at this pub, this restaurant to kind of relax and rewind and, a glass of wine or a cocktail after a move. Yeah, never hurts. So.
That's great. And I feel like leading to the last point that I want to touch over is delegation. Obviously, hiring a moving company means that you mm-hmm. delegate that task to somebody else. However, and I know we talked about this in a couple other episodes, knowing what your time is worth versus doing some tasks that might not make sense for typically in your line of work, depending how much you get paid doing certain things. Some tasks might not make sense to try to organize the dishes in the cabinets, mm-hmm. or unpacking, right? Like, you know, the unpacking is going to take you a week, and maybe you have a deadline that you have to finish a project and yeah. whatnot. Let's say you had the big crew, six guys to truck move.
Yeah.
You can have just one or two guys
that
would help you. Yeah, that would help you unpack and even point things out, like, where do you want your stuff to go? Yeah. And I know a lot of times we don't mention, I guess, often enough, that we are the white glove type mm-hmm. of service for the people that need it, yeah. right? So I guess it's knowing what things make sense, what tasks make sense yeah. to be handled by you,
yeah.
versus just delegate it to somebody else that, like, you know, the time that the amount of money that you pay for, that is just saving you time, is saving you the mental stress that goes into it. And sometimes you might need to delegate some stuff to your significant other, or maybe you delegate himself or herself to be out of the house. Like, I remember when I moved just last year, and I was just there right at the beginning to just point things out. And then I said, well, I'm out of here, because if I'm in the house, guys are going to be more stressed out by me being there. Yeah. So my wife just pointed out the things, and I said, oh, we're going to keep three guys to unpack all the stuff. Yes, she said, I want to be the one that put some of the things on the shelf, but the clothes that go into the closet and like all the hanging stuff, like, no, that can be done by our guys. Like, take sometimes 5, 10, 15 minutes, and that can save a day of your life.
And that's what I think that people underestimate when it comes to a moving company is, again, they're thinking, if I unpack all this stuff myself, I can do a little bit and it's going to take a week. So a moving company can do it maybe in half that time. So I'm not going to pay for 3 days, but it's such a quick process. Sometimes when you have the guys on it. So it can be literally just a couple hours. And I think people don't always think that. So it kind of goes to how we manage our sales tactics and our techniques and out of our conversations with our clients is we always kind of ask those questions. We try to dig into you know, who you are, what, you know, the surrounding factors is of your move as much as possible, to be able to suggest that. But also, it never hurts to get a higher, more complex quote of the move that you ideally like might think you want, and then customize it down the other way. So you can get a quote for the packing. I mean, we have that all the time. You know, are you going to have your stuff packed up? Yeah, probably. But you know what? Like, what would the cost be if we were to have you guys pack all of it, pack half of it? And I go, absolutely. I'll break it down for you. And then you let us know what service you want. I mean, I always tell clients we can do as little or as much as you need us to, especially with the unpacking. So if it's something that you think you'd be interested, just ask your moving company it. They'll give you a quote of what they think it's going to be. And then you can go from there, whether you want it, whether you just want them to do a little bit of it, or if you want like the full service of organizing the whole nine yards. So really customizable how we quote for moves and how we perform moves to really help you out with really whatever you need.
100%. All right. So I think this is a really valuable episode that people can get their ideas on, like, how to manage the stress when it comes to moving. Even starting, you know, with even the previous episode, we talked about how to get familiar with some of the areas, even before you actually move, knowing what are the things around that you're interested in, everything from schools to, and I know some of those conversations would be handled by your real estate agent, because they, you know, they'll probably recommend schools, or at least they'll give you a list of what are the schools around, restaurants, other things to do, parking scenarios and whatnot. But I feel like this is really digging into one of the most important factors, like the stress management part of the move. Anything you want to add to the conversation before we wrap it up?
Just everyone, thank you for listening. You know, obviously we appreciate you guys, and we love doing this, you know, weekly. Coming up, we're gonna have a lot of our preferred vendors, more real estate agents, divorce attorneys. We have a chiropractor coming in to talk more about the stresses of moving and what it actually does to you. So we're looking forward to it. We got a bunch of really good episodes coming down the pipe. So we ask you guys to keep listening, please.
Let us know what other
subscribe type of topics. Leave in the comments if you want to see any other professionals. I mean, our network has become so big over the years that, you know, not to sound like that guy, but we literally have a guy for everything, and they're all eager to get on the podcast. So if you guys know anyone that you want to be in the podcast, any different fields, if we don't know someone, we'll reach out to some people that do and get them on. So we appreciate it, and we're looking forward for things to come.
100%. And guys, don't forget, you can always consume, I mean, whatever platform that you use to consume this episode, whether it's YouTube, and if you'd like to watch the actual episode, or if it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everything in between, we would appreciate the easiest way to support the show is just to leave a 5-star review if you're listening, or leave a comment on YouTube with anything that you'd like to hear moving forward. But as always, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Thank you for joining us on Life Beyond Boxes. If you enjoyed this episode and found it to be helpful, please subscribe to our show. Don't forget you can watch these episodes on our YouTube channel. Just check the link in the description for this and other related episodes. Until next time, keep it moving forward, and here's to a life beyond boxes.